Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, as we bring our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live to a close, Pastor Rick Warren puts the finishing touches on his efforts to help you to discover the life God planned for you, the life you were meant to live. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the complete commercial-free audio version of this great series. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Focusing Your Life.
The third question that will focus your life is this: what will be the contribution of my life? What will be the contribution of my life? In other words, how am I going to use my God-given talents, my abilities? Am I going to use them just to benefit myself, or am I going to use them to help other people? Notice these verses. God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other, passing on to others God's many kinds of blessing. And the Bible says in Ephesians, it is God himself who has made us what we are, and he's given us new lives from Christ Jesus. And long ago we planned that we should spend these lives in living for ourselves. Oh, that's not what it says, is it? No, it says spend these lives in what? Helping others. We're meant to help each other. Now, you know, there's one thing all of us have in common. We're all different here, but there's one thing we have in common. Everybody here wants to make a difference with their life. Now, you may have given up and thought, I'm not ever going to do it, but down deep, you'd like to. You'd like to leave an impact. You'd like to leave your mark. You'd like to influence others. You'd like to make a difference in this world. Where do you think you got that desire? You got it from God. God wired you to make a difference. God wired you up to make a contribution in this world. You're not put on this earth just to take up space, to breathe, to use resources, to retire and die. No, God put you here for a very unique reason. And God has uniquely shaped you so you can make a unique contribution. We don't have time to go into it, but the five ways God has shaped you. S-H-A-P-E, spiritual gifts, heart, ability, personality, and experiences. And God has uniquely given you certain experiences, painful and others. Some of them good, some of them bad, to make you you. God uniquely gave you your personality. Some of it you like, some of it you probably don't like. But he did it specifically to make you you. And he gave you a heart. Some things turn you on, some things you couldn't care less about. Some things you're passionate about, some things you're totally bored with. Why? God gives us all a different passion, different heart, so that everything in the world gets done. If we all like to do the same thing, then we'd all compete for that, a lot would be left undone. So God makes us all different so that the whole, everything that needs to get done in the world gets done. God uniquely shaped you for a reason, to make a contribution. Now, what you need to ask yourself is, based on what God has made me to be, how he wired me up, what is the greatest contribution I can make? I can make. How can I make a difference? You say, well, I don't know. My contribution would be so small. You never know what a difference it's going to make. You know, great huge doors hang on very small hinges. And sometimes, if you know anything about history, history has been changed by seemingly insignificant events. Who would have guessed that a baby born in a stable in Bethlehem was going to change the world? Nobody. Nobody. And often you never know how one little thing that you say to somebody or one little thing that you do may not only change their life but change all of history. You just don't know. You can't evaluate it till you get to heaven. Now, a good example of somebody who had margin in his life in order to make a contribution in the Bible is the guy named the Good Samaritan. Do you remember this story? Jesus told it. He said there was a guy going from walking from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he gets mugged. And they beat him up, they rob all his stuff, they leave him for dead at the side of the road. First guy comes walking by, he's a religious leader, and he has no margin in his life. He's in a hurry, and he says, I don't have time to help this guy, and he walks on past him. I got a meeting to meet, I got a deadline to be, and I can't help a hurting person at the side of the road, I got to keep going. How many times have you driven past somebody with a flat tire on a freeway and thought, A, I don't have time, and B, I might get hurt? Because if I help a stranger. And this is what this guy's thinking. And so he goes past him. Second guy walks by, and he's a religious leader. And he goes, I'm not going to have anything to do with that. I've got my own agenda. I've got my own goals, my own ambitions. I'm too busy. I don't want to be associated with that guy anyway. So he actually switches over to the other side of the road. He changes lanes and drives on past. Okay, totally ignores the guy in his pain. Third guy comes along, and he's a Samaritan. Now, you need to understand, the Jews and Samaritans hated each other. They were two different ethnic groups, and they did not like each other at all. So this guy had every reason to pass, because he was a stranger, and second, there was racial conflict between these two people. But what's he do? He stops. He helps the guy. He gives him something to drink. He bandages up his wounds. He puts this total stranger on his donkey, takes him to the nearest Holiday Inn, leaves his American Express card, says, I'll be back later. I'll cover all his bills. You feed him, you clothe him, you restore him to health, I'll pay for it. When was the last time you did that for a stranger? Probably never. Why? You don't have any margin in your life. This guy did. First, he had time margin. He had time to stop. Evidently, he had planned to get to where he was going early enough that he could stop on the way and help somebody in desperate need. Second, he had financial margin. He actually had some money which he could give to help this guy. Some of you, if a stranger needed money, you couldn't help him if you had to. You're so in debt. Every penny goes to paying off your own debt. You're way in over your head. You couldn't help a person if you wanted to. You have no financial margin. He had energy margin. He had the energy. He wasn't so stressed out saying, I can't deal with this guy. I got my own problems. And as a result, he was able to help. Now listen, every day of your life, you walk by people who need you, people who you could help. But if you're so focused on your life, your thing, and you're overloaded, you can't stop and help anybody. You can't make a contribution.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for being with us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you're enjoying this series and today's message, but can't really dive into it because you've got a long day in the office ahead of you, kids to pick up, or meals to cook, then let us send you a copy of this entire series. That way, you can listen from start to finish or just a little at a time, whenever it's best for you. You can even go back and listen over and over to your favorite messages. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll give you the choice of either a CD box set or downloadable high-quality MP3s. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Today is the last day to get this great study tool, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Now you need to understand, the Jews and Samaritans hated each other. They were two different ethnic groups, and they did not like each other at all. So this guy had every reason to pass, because he was a stranger, and second, there was racial conflict between these two people. But what's he do? He stops. He helps the guy. He gives him something to drink. He bandages up his wounds. He puts this total stranger on his donkey, takes him to the nearest Holiday Inn, leaves his American Express card, says, I'll be back later. I'll cover all his bills. You feed him, you clothe him, you restore him to health, I'll pay for it. When was the last time you did that for a stranger? Probably never. Why? You don't have any margin in your life. This guy did. First, he had time margin. He had time to stop. Evidently, he had planned to get to where he was going early enough that he could stop on the way and help somebody in desperate need. Second, he had financial margin. He actually had some money which he could give to help this guy. Some of you, if a stranger needed money, you couldn't help him if you had to. You're so in debt. Every penny goes to paying off your own debt. You're way in over your head. You couldn't help a person if you wanted to. You have no financial margin. He had energy margin. He had the energy. He wasn't so stressed out saying, I can't deal with this guy. I got my own problems. And as a result, he was able to help. Now listen, every day of your life, you walk by people who need you, people who you could help. But if you're so focused on your life, your thing, and you're overloaded, you can't stop and help anybody. You can't make a contribution. When you boil it all down in life, there are only two kinds of people, givers and takers. What are you going to be? A giver, where your whole life is, I want to make a contribution today, God, to somebody in the world. Or are you going to be a taker? No one is ever recognized for what they take out of life. We're only recognized for what we give. You make a living by getting, but you make a life by giving. And one day you're going to stand before God, and God's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? What did you do with your life, with your talent, your abilities? Did you make any contribution, or did you just live for yourself? What did you do that was totally unselfish? That was just a contribution to other people. This is the third important decision in life you have to make. It's there on your outline. Am I going to focus my life on getting or on giving? Is the rest of my life going to be get all you can, get as much as you can, get as fast as you can, and hold on to it for as long as you can? Is that going to be your life? Or is it going to be, how, Lord, can you use me to give? Use me. I want to be a vessel. I want to make the world a better place because I was here for the time that you granted me. Now, here's the final question that will focus your life. What will be the communication of my life? The communication. First you ask what's going to be the center of my life, then what's going to be the character of my life, then what's going to be the contribution of my life. And the fourth one is what's going to be the communication of my life? What does God want to say to the world through me? Did you know that? God wants to do that? Did you know that God put you on earth for a special reason and wants to say something to the rest of the world through you? It's called your life message. The Bible talks about it. Look at this verse, 1 Thessalonians 1:8. Your lives are echoing the Master's word. The news of your faith in God is out. We don't even have to say anything anymore. You're the message. You're the message. Now, anytime you say, you know, this is what God's doing in my life, you've given your life message. Anytime you say, you know, I was praying about this and here's what's happened, you've given a life message. Anytime you say, you know, I got this problem and I'm struggling with it, but God is helping me, you were sharing your life message. Only you can share your unique life message. Nobody else can do it for you. If you don't share your life message that God put you on earth to share, the world gets cheated. The world gets cheated. God wants to use you. Why? Because the best messages are personal messages. The most powerful messages come through a person. I'm so glad that when God wanted to share his message of love, he didn't email it. He came in person. He came in person. The word became flesh. Jesus Christ came to earth. We go, oh, that's what God's like. Now I know what he's like. Now I can get a grip on that. I can mentally and physically figure this thing out. This is what God is like. He came in person. And God has a message he wants to share to the world. And instead of writing it in the sky, he wants to put it through your personality. He wants to put it through you. He wants you to show the message with your life, and he wants you to share the message with your mouth. Notice these verses. First, you got to live your life message. Philippians 1:27. Live in such a way that you are a credit to the message of Christ. Did you know that God wants people to watch your life and see his love? You say, wait a minute, Rick. I'm no preacher. Well, good. You'll be more effective not as a preacher. Yeah, have you ever figured this out, that the word preach and preaching are always used as negative terms in our society? People say, don't preach at me. Don't give me a sermon. You know? Oh, come on, Mom, I don't need a sermon. Okay. So, really, God doesn't want you to be a preacher. God wants you to be a satisfied customer. This is what God did in my life. This is what God's doing in my life right now. Here's the problem I'm facing right now, and here's how God's helping me with this one. Now you tell me, to a skeptic, who has more credibility, the salesman or the satisfied customer? No doubt. You actually have more credibility with many, many people than I will ever have. Why? Because I'm the hired holy man. Okay? I'm paid to be good. You're good for nothing. Okay? All right? I mean, when I talk about the guy, well, of course Rick's going to talk about God. He's a pastor. But what about you? When you just say, this is what God's doing in my life, you are sharing your life message, and that is more powerful, far more powerful. This is why we have a testimony in this church almost every week. It's this constant parade of satisfied customers. Another life changed, another life changed, another life changed. And it's going, whoa, you get the idea pretty soon. People's lives get changed in this place, radically, for the better. So you've got to live the life. Live in a way that you're a credit to the message of Christ. Then not only that, you got to tell. You got to tell people why you're different. Notice the next verse. Life is worth nothing unless I use it for the work, doing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus. The work of telling others the good news about God's mighty kindness and love. You have to tell people why you're different. Now first, do people notice any difference in your life? Or do they just see that you've got a couple extra meetings a week to go to? God wants them to see the love of Christ in you. But then you got to tell them why you're different. Because they may just think you're a vegetarian or something. You know? Well, you know, you're a nice person. To say, well, you know, I don't ever tell anybody about my faith. I just kind of try to live it in front of them. That's saying, I am such a godly person. People look at my life and automatically fall down and worship God. I don't think so. Now, you don't have to be perfect to have a life message. You just have to be honest. You got to be real. You got to be authentic. You got to say, you know, I don't have it all together. But here's what God is doing in my life. Here's the difference Jesus Christ has made. God wants you to share it. And there are people God has put in your life that if you don't share it, they're not going to hear it. You're the one. What will be the communication of my life? Show it and share it. Edgar Guest wrote this poem. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but an example's always clear. I can soon learn how to do it if you let me see it done. I can catch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lecture you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you in the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. You know the problem? We're often more concerned with what people think about us than we are concerned about getting them into heaven. So here's the fourth question there on your outline. Will I use my life to promote myself or to share Christ? What's it going to be? Call the shot. Make the decision. Circle the one. Am I going to promote myself or am I going to share Christ? It's kind of hard to do both at the same time. Now, these are life's four most important questions. What's going to be the center of my life, the character of my life, the contribution of my life, and the communication, the life message of my life? And you know what? God is watching you to see how you're going to answer. Let's bow our heads. The purpose of margin is not so you can live a life of selfishness, but so you can live a life of significance. It's about making time for what matters most. And there are probably some things you need to add into your life. Do you have any ministry? Do you have any time with the Lord? What is at the center of your life right now? Why not Jesus Christ? Father, we spend so much of our lives living without focus. We bounce around from one activity and job to another. We waste time and energy on things that really don't matter. And because we lack focus, we get overloaded with less important issues. So we need your help today. Why don't you pray? Say, Father, I don't want to foolishly waste my life. I don't want to get to the end and look back with regrets. And I don't want to overload my life with things just because other people are doing them. From this day forward, I want to center my life around you, Jesus. I want to be God-centered, not self-centered. I want you to guide me in setting priorities. And I want to get serious about growing spiritually. I want to choose character over comfort because I know that's what's going to last for eternity. Help me to do the right things, not the easy things. And Father, I want my life to make a difference. Please show me how you have uniquely shaped me to make a contribution. And help me not to compare myself. I want to be a giver, not a taker. Help me to have margin for ministry. And please use my life to communicate your love to those around me. Show me some ways that I can share the love of Jesus instead of just promoting myself. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you're enjoying this series and today's message, but you've got a long day in the office ahead of you, or maybe kids to pick up, meals to cook, well then let us send you a copy of this entire series. That way you can listen from start to finish, or just a little at a time, whenever it's convenient for you. And you can always go back and listen as often as you want. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll give you the choice of either a CD box set or high-quality downloadable MP3s. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy of this series. That's 800-600-5004, or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much for your support. There's only 24 hours to get this great audio series, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love to end our broadcast by reading letters from people like you. Here's one from Melissa, who lives in Colombia. Pastor Rick, I just want to say thanks to you and thanks to God for helping me understand the Bible and for helping bring so many souls to Jesus Christ. I've been blessed because you put your messages online for free. And because of that free ministry, I have access to the truth. I cannot thank you enough. She says, I want to help, and I want to give what God commands to give me to give so that his message can reach the entire world. Thank you, Melissa from Colombia. Well, Melissa, thank you. Thank you for your encouragement, and thank you for your financial gift, and thank you for caring about people who haven't heard the good news. You see, when we work together, we're able to do things we cannot do on our own. Together, we reach people that would never be reached any other way. And when you get to heaven, we're going to celebrate all the souls that have come to know Jesus Christ. So thank you for listening, thank you for supporting, and thank you for praying.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.